Where should we put our nuclear waste? A team of University of Oklahoma researchers is looking into that question to find a way to locate storage facilities across the country. State Impact's Beth Wallace traveled to Carlsbad, New Mexico to see how it's worked in the past.
More than 2,000 feet underground sits the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant, or WIP. The WIP takes in transuranic waste, which are radioactive contaminated objects like clothing, tools, and equipment from other nuclear facilities.
So this is the path the waste actually takes in the underground.
Bobby St. John, the deputy manager of WIP Communications, drives me through the dimly lit shafts around piles of salt crystals. We pass through more airlocks than I can count, honking. At every turn to signal our presence, we pass by digging equipment, the employee cafeteria, and an underground fabrication shop where WIP fixes its own equipment. WIP is the country's only deep geological repository for nuclear waste, but its other claim to fame is that it's also a case study in consent-based siting, which is the practice of getting community buy-in for nuclear storage sites. WIP employs over 1,000 people, making it the second biggest employer in Carlsbad. And while it's often held up as a prime example of community engagement, especially with its ability to garner federal infrastructure grants and a commitment to giving the state $600 million over 30 years, it took 28 years of lawsuits and negotiations before the site was operational. Now, a $3 million research project led by the University of Oklahoma's Institute for Public Policy Research is aiming to develop a new framework for consent-based siting of spent nuclear fuel. Kuhika Gupta serves as the project's lead investigator.
How do we design and evaluate a process that helps communities lead the way to creating and siting facilities like this?
The idea is for communities to volunteer themselves to be interim storage sites for spent nuclear fuel. Gupta says through a process of continuous conversations and educational messaging, the team hopes to bundle the storage site with other community benefits. For example, co-locating a solar farm to provide energy solutions or building a national state-of-the-art lab that provides high-paying jobs. All this is to address the imminent problem of mounting spent nuclear fuel. The U.S. generates about 2,000 tons of spent nuclear fuel every year, which is stored on site at nuclear power plants. But
essentially, it's a very temporary solution.
That's because these storage sites aren't permanent. Until the federal government can come up with and site its first high-level waste deep geological repository, there's no permanent place for the nuclear waste to go. Gupta's team is looking to find interim storage sites that would hold the spent waste for 50 to 100 years. But some critics see interim siting as kicking the nuclear can down the road. Sam Brinton is the newly appointed Deputy Assistant Secretary for Spent Fuel and Waste Disposition in the Office of Nuclear Energy at the Department of Energy. And they acknowledge interim siting is a stopgap measure, but they say this process of consent-based siting for interim facilities will be able to inform consent-based siting of an eventual permanent facility.
What we are learning in this NEA project will be helping us actually site a disposal facility in the future, because it will be helping us learn in the present. And my hope is that in my tenure, we will have a disposal facility to safely and securely manage our nuclear waste.
But back in eastern Oklahoma, history colors perceptions of nuclear power.
Okay, these are the office buildings here. But then where the big mound is where the plant itself was.
Cherokee Nation Tribal Councilman E.O. Smith stands in front of the non-operational Sequoia Fuels Corporation in Vianne. He's no stranger to nuclear, both the risks and benefits. Smith worked here in his 20s when it was operating as a uranium processing plant. But after two plant accidents killed one worker and left dozens of others injured, as well as years of environmental and nuclear safety violations, the plant shut down in 1993. It wasn't until 2018 that the Cherokee Nation was able to finish removing the most hazardous nuclear waste from the site. So, does Smith think nuclear waste storage would work here?
I don't. I really don't.
As the nuclear waste problem becomes increasingly more imminent, the DOE is banking on communities to volunteer themselves as storage sites. But in towns like Vianne that have been harmed by nuclear energy in the past, it's going to be a tough sell. For State Impact, I'm Beth Wallace.